Good evening, and welcome to Blind Spot. Tonight on the program, we are proud to present Working, or Your Day at Work Tomorrow, all compressed into 1 hour of radio. The sounds, the worries, all performed live to air. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio program. Blind Spot is an organization comprised of creative individuals from diverse backgrounds who have come together to produce these live unconventional radio broadcasts. For more information about the group of artists, writers, and performers that work on the show, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. There, you can also find pictures, MP3s of past show, as well as find out more about future programs. And now, broadcasting from the campus of Loyola University, this is listener-supported community radio, 88.7 WLUW, Chicago. And Blind Spot is proud to present Working. You sit in bed. You know that it's going to come really soon. You know that it's going to be jarring, and you are going to have to begin your day. You've been sitting here for at least 10 minutes. You squint up and you see that it's 6:20. Your alarm goes off. You get out of bed. You walk towards the day, towards the door. Your day has officially begun. You pick up your bag, you pick up your coat, and you're out the door. You can't believe it's come again this fast. You can't believe that today is this morning. Been living in the neighborhood for many years now. Your walk to work is a slow one. You look down the road, you don't see a bus. You decide to go and get some coffee. You know that this might make you late for work, but right now you don't really care. all you want is your morning cup of coffee.
The history of all your after-existent society is the history of class struggle. Free man and slave, patriarch and plebe, lord and serf, guildmaster and journeyman. In a word, oppressor and oppressed, stood in constant opposition to one another, carried on an uninterrupted, now open fight, a fight that each time ended either in revolution, reconstruction of society at large, or in common ruin of the contending classes. In the early epochs of history, we find almost everywhere a complicated arrangement of society and various orders, a manifold gradation of society rank. In ancient Rome, we had patriarchs, knights, plebes, slaves. In the Middle Ages, feudal lords, guild masters, journeymen, apprentices, serfs.
You arrive at the coffee shop. Hi. How are you? You say hello to the nice woman behind the bar, the counter. She gives you your large coffee. You thank her. You pay her. You thank her, and you're off. Just opened up a couple weeks ago. You really think that it may mean the end of your neighborhood. You know that you've lived here for a while and it's been okay, but the condos have started to go up and you notice that your landlord's getting a little more anxious on your rent. You know that it's almost time for you to move again. You get to work, you're a pencil pusher. You file invoices, you keep track of databases. You type, you sort, you type, you sort. You spend all of your time in front of a monitor and a large keyboard. A large keyboard with many buttons. The office is a small office. It's on Michigan Avenue. About a 20-minute bus ride from your home. You say hello to Dave, salesman number one. He's balding, divorced twice, and really isn't much to look at. He's really excited about the Sox. He can't believe that they really might do it this year. He's just really too excited about it all. Salesman Dave number two says hello to you as well. He has a really bad mustache. You don't understand why he even works here. He hasn't sold anything for months. The owner, Henry, is really starting to crack down on him. You have small talk with him for about 20 minutes. You sip coffee. You think about your invoices, your databases. It's a small sales company selling computer parts. You don't know what any of the computer parts do.
Discovery of a man in the rounding of David Cave opened a fresh new ground for rising bourgeoisie, the East Indian, the Chinese markets, the colonization of America, trade with the colonies, the increase of the means of exchange, and in commodities in general, gave to commerce, to navigation, to industry, to an impulse never before known, and thereby to the revolutionary elements in the tottering feudal society, a rapid development. Modern industry has established the world market for which the discovery of America only paved the way. The market has given an immersive developed to commerce, to navigation, to communication by land. This development has in turn reacted to the extension of industry in the proportion as industry, commerce, navigation, railway extended, in the same proportion did bourgeoisie develop, increase its capital, and push into the background every class handed down from the Middle Ages. We see, therefore, how the modern bourgeoisie in itself is the product of a long course of development, of a series of evolutions in the modes of production and exchange. Each step of development of bourgeoisie was accomplished by a corresponding political advancement of that class, and a class under the sway of feudal nobility, and armed and self-governing association in the medieval commune. Here, independent urban republics, their taxable third stage of the monarchy. Afterwards, well, you know the rest.
You say hi to Debbie. She spent all last night listening to the ball game on the radio while watching Dateline NBC on mute. She really likes Dateline NBC. It's her favorite program. She tells you an epic tale of survival that she watched last night. While she doesn't really understand all of it, because she was listening to the Sox game while watching Dateline NBC, she knows that there was a dog involved, as well as a brother and a sister. And she feels like she really got to know them through their tale of their heroic tale of survival. Olivia, the secretary / receptionist, comes up and asks you both how you are doing. You reply the same way that you do normally. Oh, fine. And you? You're at your desk now. 1, 2, tab. 7, 8, tab. Joe. Coffee, tab. 16, tab, tab. 27, tab, tab. 4478 6 77 000 66 172 5 tab 05 09 tab.
Additional value is thus again establishing capital as objectified labor entering into the exchange process with living labor, and tricycling itself into a constant part. The objective condition of labor, the existence of living labor power, the necessities, food for the worker. The second is the appearance of capital in a form. Some points are cleared up, in which the first appearance as money, which is the changing form, the form of value to that of capital, were completely obscured.
Let's face the music and dance before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance. Let's face the music and dance. Soon the moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance.
It's lunchtime, your favorite time of day. You have successfully avoided Dave number one and Dave number two for the past hour so that you can go to lunch alone. Often you are pulled into lunch with them and you hear them go on and on about their sales quota, how they don't understand the new chip that they're trying to sell. You nod and just eat your lunch. Today, you feel like going to get a sandwich. You go down the escalator, out into the day. Thank you. Your lunch is over. It's time to go back to work.
Without constantly revolutionizing the instruments of production and thereby the relations of production in which
just my children and my woman.
Lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Thank you. is a wonderful sign.
As old as you are, it is a state of mind. You can reach your subconscious to empower situation. It is a condition that resembles sleep, self-induced, mimicking some of the mind weight and bodies. For instance, you can use it in sports to better yourself, to make a better bowler, a golfer. There are many, many ways you can use it. You can use it in memory training to be able to remember the things that you have learned, that you have studied, and to be able to recall the things that you have learned. There are many, many ways that you can use it in your major operations are performed in the hospital without any anesthetic whatsoever or any pain. Bad habits can be broken and can be replaced. You can gain weight or lose it. Our hypnosis will always relax. Suggestions benefit you later. Once you have done this, you will get the results you want. And my purpose in this lecture is to teach you how you can actually give yourself suggestions and be able to go in the process so you can get full benefit from this. First of all, I will have to have you relax so I can talk to you and so you can listen to me. While you are relaxed, I can show you how you can actually hypnotize yourself. To my voice, your eyes are getting very heavy. And your whole body is becoming heavier and heavier and more relaxed. Your muscles start to relax completely. You're starting to relax completely. And every second that passes by, while you are listening to my voice, you are getting more and more relaxed. So completely relaxed. Slowly but surely, you are starting to relax. I want you to relax as much as you can, without trying to do it. It will become natural, and every time you listen to this record, you will relax more and more, until you have relaxed so completely, until you can instantly sit down and listen to this record and just fall in deep relaxation. This is the purpose of this record, for you to relax, because once you relax, then I will give you the instructions for you to go in deep hypnosis. I will give you those instructions so you can hypnotize yourself. But right now, until then, you are still relaxing. You keep on using this part of this record to relax. If any emergency arises, your eyes will always open up and you will be alert instantly. All right, you are getting more and more comfortable and are becoming more and more tired. You are getting sleepier and sleepier, but it feels good. Your eyelids are getting heavier and heavier now. Your eyelids are getting heavier and heavier. As a matter of fact, you want to close those heavy eyes and listen to my voice. And my voice will put you deeper and deeper relaxed. And now think of your lids. How heavy they feel. They feel so heavy. You are getting sleepier and sleepier. It feels so good to relax completely. You go deeper and deeper relaxed. Deeper and deeper relaxed you go all the time. Feeling fine, feeling wonderful. Now you're back. You're starting to relax. Everything feels so relaxed. Completely. And your arms are so relaxed. So completely. So good, and your eyes start to close. As a matter of fact, I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes and just listen to my voice. You will always be able to hear my voice, but the sound around you is slowly less and less, while everything is becoming so heavy and so calm as a room. You are getting sleepier and sleepier all the time. You are getting so tired, so very tired, but it is a good thing. You are going deeper and deeper, more and more.
You haven't done any real work for at least an hour.
To this part of the
You've been checking personal emails, surfing the web for a new pair of pants.
You go deeper and deeper until you are fine.
You really
that you are so deeply relaxed.
Don't know why they pay you some days.
Like that you cannot lift yourself.
You see the boss coming by.
Your body will become so heavy. You feel like
you start your tab 165 tab. 755 tab 443445 tab tab
heavier,
6 tab tab
heavier and heavier all the time. Your legs are so heavy it feels like you cannot lift them. And also your arms are so heavy you cannot lift them. You feel this heaviness, this very heaviness. And your eyes are so heavy, especially your eyelids are so heavy at this moment. You will not go on with this record any farther until you have found that your eyelids are so heavy that it will feel like that you cannot open them. You cannot open them at this moment because your eyelids are so heavy you cannot lift them. You feel that those eyelids are so heavy you cannot lift them. You keep on going deeper and deeper relaxed. Deeper and deeper relaxed you go way down. Deeper and deeper relaxed all the time. Deeper and deeper relaxed, feeling fine, feeling wonderful. Feeling fine and wonderful and so relaxed. You're doing fine, and pretty soon I will give you instructions so you will be able to hypnotize yourself, so you can have full control, so you can actually hypnotize yourself. This you will do, this part I will give you later on this round, and not until you have reached your deep relaxation. Will those instructions be any good to you? Make sure that your eyelids are so heavy and it will feel like that you cannot lift them. Of course, as soon as I stop talking to you, your eyelids will open. And the moment the record stops.
So long as the means of labor remains in the means of labor in the proper sense of
the
word, as it has been directly and historically assimilated by Catholic to. It only undergoes the formal change in that it appears to be a means of labor, not only from the material aspect, but at the time, as a special mode of capital, the general process of capital, that has become fixed capital. By once absorbed into the production process of capital, the means of labor undergoes metamorphosis, of which the last. This is the only most perfect fitting form of the machine, and it is transformed into a system.
Otherwise, the rest of this record will not be any good to you. First, I want you to learn how to relax, and I'm teaching you how to relax. Every time you repeat this part of the record, you will become more and more relaxed, more and more relaxed all the time. Until your eyes will shut tight. Until then, you will keep on practicing until they do. Now, if you have tried the first part of this record many times and did not get the full results, just go on with the record and follow instructions, and you will get the results in the end. And now, if your eyes are shut tight and feel like that you cannot open them, just forget about your eyes and relax. Then we'll go on with the record and we'll teach you more about how you can actually learn self-hypnosis. Of course, if you had to be awake, your eyes will open up, everything will be normal. If any emergency arises, your eyes will always open up. If you have to be alert, your eyes will always open and you will be alert instantly and of course, wide awake. Now I take it that your eyes are closed and very heavy. And now I will teach you how you can actually learn how to hypnotize yourself. I will give you instructions Instructions while you are relaxed, how you can actually hypnotize yourself without this record. I will give you those instructions right now while you are relaxed, so your subconscious will pick up the information very easily, so it will become part of you. Alright, all you have to do to hypnotize yourself is make sure that you will make yourself comfortable, either sitting or lying down. Then make sure you are comfortable. Tell yourself that you will hypnotize yourself for, let's say, 3 minutes. You want to hypnotize yourself for 3 minutes. You repeat this to yourself about 5 times while you're sitting there or lying. Just repeat it to yourself, I'm going to hypnotize myself for 3 minutes. Then, when you have done this, look at some object, wherever you are. It could be a light switch, or it could be a doorknob, or it could be a spot on the wall. Whatever it is, concentrate on that object. Concentrate on that object, and then take 4 deep breaths. And the 4th breath you take it extra deep, and then count backwards to number 1. For example, if this was the 1st breath you take, this is 1, and then you go, this is 2, and then go 3, and all the time you're concentrating, and this is the 4th breath, you take it extra deeply, and right away you count backwards to 1, say 3, 2, 1, and then you relax even more. You relax completely. Your eyes close tighter. You relax even more and more. You will actually go into deep relaxation, and you will stay in relaxation for about 3 minutes. I will give you those instructions right now while you are relaxed, so the suggestions I give you will become part of you. And you will actually stay in relaxation for 3 minutes. And when you practice this, you will find this will become hypnosis. And you will actually go in hypnosis every time you do this. And you will be able to do this.
It's 3 o'clock. It's the day is running on. You just can't take it anymore. You get up from your desk. Say hey to Dave and tell him you're going to get a coffee. He, of course, asked to come along. You don't want him to come along, but he asked to come along. The two of you walk down the escalator to the corner to get a cup of coffee. He starts to talk and talk and talk, and you don't really care at this point. All you want is that cup of coffee. You get to the coffee store, and you order your black coffee. The woman behind the counter says thank you. You say thank you. You give her the $2. You say thank you. She says thank you. You go back to work.
What you have to do to hypnotize yourself. First of all, get yourself comfortable. This is just merely for instructions. Not to use right now, but for instructions only, so you can hypnotize yourself later on without this record. All you have to do is just sit down, make yourself comfortable, like you are right now, and then tell yourself, I'm going to hypnotize myself for 3 minutes. You repeat this to yourself a couple of times, about 3 or 4 times, to yourself. I will hypnotize myself for 3 minutes. And then, pick an object. And while you are looking at that object, take your deep breath, your 4th deep breath. Take it extra deeply on the 4th breath. And right away, you come back to number 1. Say 3, 2, 1. And then you say 1 to yourself like this. Then you will go into deep relaxation. Then you will stay under hypnosis or stay in deep relaxation for 3 minutes. After the 3 minutes are up, you will automatically open your eyes. Or you will just know that the 3 minutes are up. You open your eyes by yourself and count forward from 1 to 5. And you do this at least 3 times a day until you have good positive results. Then if you have done this, if you have practiced this for about a week, 3 times a day, you have opened up a channel, so to speak. So the suggestions will reach your subconscious mind, and they will become part of you. Now, turn this record over, and I'll give you the instructions so you can benefit, and how you can use your self-hypnosis to better yourself by using suggestion. Getting sleepier and sleepier, but it feels good. Your eyelids are getting heavy and heavier now. Your eyelids are getting heavier and heavier. As a matter of fact, you want to close those heavy eyelids and listen to my voice. And my voice will put you deeper and deeper relaxed. And now think of your lips, how heavy they feel. They feel so heavy. You are getting sleepier and sleepier. It feels so good to relax completely. You go deeper and deeper relax. Deeper and deeper relax you go all the time. Feeling fine, feeling wonderful. Now your back are starting to relax. Everything feels so relaxed, completely relaxed. And your arms are so relaxed, so completely relaxed. It feels so good. And your eyes start to close. As a matter of fact, to close your eyes. Close your eyes and just listen to my voice. You will always be able to hear my voice, but the sound around you will slowly be less and less, while everything is becoming so heavy and so calm and so wonderful. You are getting sleepier and sleepier all the time. And you are getting so tired, so very tired. But it is a good thing. You are becoming deeper and deeper relaxed. More and more relaxed. And every time you listen to this rhythm, to this part of the rhythm, you will go deeper and deeper relaxed. And every time you listen to this rhythm, you go deeper and deeper relaxed until you will find that you are so deeply relaxed that you will feel like that you cannot lift yourself off the chair you're sitting on. Your body will become so heavy that you will feel like that you cannot move. Until then, you keep on practicing this part of this record until you achieve this heaviness. Right now, your body is becoming heavier and heavier. Heavier and heavier all the time. Your legs are so heavy, it feels like you cannot lift them. And also, your arms are so heavy, you cannot lift them. You feel this heaviness, this very heaviness. And your eyes are so heavy, especially your eyelids are so heavy at this moment. You will not go on with this record any farther until you have found that your eyelids are so heavy. You will feel like that you cannot open them. You cannot open them at this moment because your eyelids are so heavy. You cannot lift them. You feel that those eyelids are so heavy you cannot lift them. You keep on going deeper and deeper relaxed. Deeper and deeper relaxed you go, way down. Deeper and deeper relaxed all the time. Deeper and deeper relaxed, feeling fine, feeling wonderful. Feeling fine and wonderful, I feel relaxed. You're doing fine, and pretty soon, I will give you the instructions so you will be able to hypnotize yourself, so you can have full control, so you can actually hypnotize yourself. This you will do, this part I will give you later on this road, and not until you have reached your deep relaxation. Make sure that your eyes are so clear and you will feel that you cannot lift them. Of course, as soon as I stop talking to you, your eyes will open. And the moment the record stops, your eyes will open. But until then, as long as you hear me talking to you, your eyes will be so heavy that you will feel that you cannot lift them. And they will stay close by and hold them in your pocket. Don't forget to open them. It will feel like you cannot open them. It will feel like you cannot open your eyes and you cannot move them. You are so relaxed, so comfortable. And you will make sure, before you go on any farther with this breath, make sure that you are completely relaxed, that your eyelids are shut tight. It will feel like you cannot lift it or open it. Then, when you do find that you cannot open your eyelids, then I want you to go on with the rest. It will go on to teach you more. But you make sure it will feel like that you cannot open your eyes, that it will feel like this. Otherwise, the rest of this record will not be any good to you.
You're finishing up the last correspondence that you have for the day. You're watching the clock click, click, click. The seconds go by so slowly. You're just waiting. Waiting for the moment that you know that you can leave. So that you can go home. And you can try to find a new job. You have been listening to Blind Spot. Work. Your day at work tomorrow, in an hour, this evening. The program was produced by John Wenzel. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio program. Blind Spot is an organization comprised of creative individuals from diverse backgrounds who have come together to produce these live, unconventional radio broadcasts. For more information about the group of artists, writers, performers that work on the show, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. There you can also find pictures, MP3s of past shows, as well as more about future programs. Tune in next week for Two Drink Minimum. That's right, Two Drink Minimum. It's an arty radio play mixed with a play-along drinking game. Blind Spotters will show up to the studio and construct texts for a radio play moments before broadcast by applying cut-up techniques from the materials that we find around the radio station. Listeners at home, not in cars, of course, can print out their own rules and follow along with a bottle of something strong, like orange juice, and a shot glass. William Burroughs would be proud. Thank you for listening. This has been Blind Spot.